Sunday, I'll be ready to go.
How did you injure?
I didn't necessarily like injure it. I mean, I just feel like a little tightness there, so I didn't want to overdo it and then have an injury. So,
can you talk about what you're trying to do to get out of this little slump of having kicks a lot?
I mean, just doing what I do. I need to have good practice. Go out there and kick the way I know how to kick.
Coach Tabor talked about working on getting more lift on the kicks, though.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that entail from a technical standpoint? How are you trying to do that?
I mean, I don't really need to change too much. I might shorten up my steps a little bit to get after it a little bit more, try to get more lift into it, but other than that, I'm not going to change too much.
Yeah, we've seen the last couple of weeks where they brought out the rakes and the padded sticks and does that help you at all?
Yeah, it'll show me if it gets blocked or not, which is good. So they're out there with the sticks, putting them as high as they can, trying to block them. I mean, I'm trying to get up as high as I can, and just make kicks.
Has there ever been an issue in your past?
What?
Getting that trajectory up there?
No.
So what determines whether or not, you know, when you wake up tomorrow morning, how do you know whether or not you're going to be able to go?
I'll probably just walk around a little bit, move my leg, swing it a couple times, see how it feels. And, so far, it's felt great. The trainers are doing a good job, and it feels good so far.
So your gut feeling is that you're a go?
Yeah.
The lower trajectory, is that a result of you're just trying to drive the ball further or, you know, mishitting it? What causes that?
No, I mean,
I
don't ever try to drive a ball. I mean, that's something you don't ever want to do because obviously it's going to get blocked. So I'm not trying to drive it. I mean, it's little things here and there, like a steps off or something like that, and I hit it too high on the ball, or I'm doing something wrong, and I'm not hitting it the way like I usually do or how I want to hit it, and it ended up getting blocked like that. So.
And it seemed like you were getting more distance on your kickoff last week than in some recent games. Is that true? And if so, what happened?
I mean, last week I felt pretty good on my kickoffs. They felt good.
That's what I'm saying.
Slower approach, maybe. I think that's helped me a little bit. So.
Travis, are you paying? I mean, if you study forecast and stuff, I know Seattle is weather's supposed to be a little dicey. I mean, you've been looking into that?
I mean, I don't really look into it too much. But me, Andy, and Charlie, all three of us, they look at it constantly. And then so I'll hear from them, like, what's going on. And I played in Seattle for 2 years, so I kind of know how it is out there. So that'd be fun to get back.
They have you, like, kick wet footballs in practice and stuff.
Yeah, we
like
actually
that.
Did wet. Yeah, we did the wet ball drill. Was it Wednesday, I think it was? We did that. And then they did it yesterday as well.
You excited to go back?
Yeah, I'm really excited to go back. I haven't been there in a while, so it'd be cool to go back there.
Will you have a lot of people at the game? Or?
I'm not sure. I didn't get any tickets for anybody, so it's up to them if they want to go.
How'd you wind up going?
I only had two offers come out of college or out of high school, San Diego State and Washington. And as soon as Washington offered, I committed.
On the spot.
No. Nah.
Did you know that Austin Davis could hit 45-yard field goals?
They did like a little. It's called guest kicker. Mm-hmm. So like a random person will come in and try to hit some field goals, and Austin went out there and he can kick. He's pretty good. He's a good kicker.
And so, could you see him stepping in there? I mean, if you couldn't go for some reason, could you see him stepping in there and making a field goal in the game?
Yeah.
It's got to be a little bit different.
Yeah, it'd be a little different. I think he could do it, though. He's athletic enough to do it, so he'd be fine.
And I'd stand there and watch.
Yeah.
It's not quite good enough to make you nervous, is it?
No.
Did you have a chance to talk to Phil Dawson when he was in town last week?
I didn't really get to like talk to him, but before the game he came up to me and we talked. I mean, it wasn't like a conversation. It was just like, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And I mean, congratulations on all this stuff or whatever. So it was cool. It was really cool to talk to him.
Yeah. And the tribute to him.
Yeah, that was awesome. He's a really cool dude.